listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, we're back. We're talking with Lorna Vanderhaeghe. She's one of Canada's leading health experts and the author of a number of books, including one of her latest, A Smart Woman's Guide to Heart Health. Lorna, you're giving away free a 30-day plan for people to help their heart. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Right. It's a brand new book. It's called Your 30-Day Heart Smart Solution. And we're giving it away free when people buy a bottle of MagSmart or a bottle of our other product, our Omega-3 product called CaliQ Plus. And this book, it really gives fast, simple solutions to normalizing high blood pressure and high cholesterol. And if we're looking at the diet is really simple. It's about eating lots and lots of veggies, especially if you've got high cholesterol, because that will bring your cholesterol down quickly. Good healthy fats from extra virgin olive oil and coconut butter. And of course, good clean sources of protein, wild, free range, and fresh fish and chicken and beef.
What can people notice in 30 days in terms of their heart?
They can notice a big difference. If you've got high cholesterol, say you've gone to the doctor, you've got high cholesterol and you've got high bad cholesterol, as soon as we shift your diet towards vegetables, and that's really the key. Often people will say to me, well, I'm on the cholesterol-lowering diet. So I always ask them, what is that? And they say, well, I eat oatmeal for breakfast every morning, because they think that's part of the cholesterol-lowering diet. Really, the cholesterol-lowering diet is about eating a lot of vegetables, because the fiber in the vegetables locks onto the excess cholesterol, and it's removed in our bowel movements every day. So that's really the cholesterol-lowering diet. But there are some superstar nutrients. You know, we have to take omega-3s, and people think about fish oil. I think we should think about the other omega-3s, like calamari oil, which is super high in DHA, which lowers high blood pressure quickly and also aids with high cholesterol. And then products like citronol, which have also been shown to lower high cholesterol.
Mm. You know, you talk about, that people are going to notice a difference in 30 days. And you talk in your book about making a plan. What kind of goals or plans can people achieve in 30 days?
Well, the first thing they should go to their doctor, and they should have blood tests for things like cholesterol, and not just total cholesterol, but the good cholesterol, which is the HDL, which is the healthy cholesterol, and the LDL, which is the lousy, a CRP test, a test for your triglycerides. Also get your thyroid checked, because that's linked to heart disease too. Well, get those things checked. Then start your vegetable diet. Get rid of the bad fats in your house and only have extra virgin olive oil and coconut butter available, and good clean sources of protein. Start taking the MagSmart one scoop at bedtime and one scoop during the day, and then also add the CaliQ Plus. And in 30 days, you're going to notice your blood pressure starts to come down in the normal range, your cholesterol starts to normalize, and it doesn't take long. 30 days is a short period of time to see a dramatic change.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the risks of taking these drugs? The alternative to eating vegetables, for example, is to take these drugs, you know, for lowering blood pressure and lowering cholesterol levels.
Well, that's a really good question. So if we look at the statin medications, which is the classic group of drugs that are given to people to lower high cholesterol, so to bring high cholesterol down, the statin drugs like Lipitor, Mevacor, Zocor, Crestor, these things deplete your body of coenzyme Q10. Now, coenzyme Q10 is your super heart star, and your muscle in your heart is full of coenzyme Q10. So when you start taking these statin drugs and you start getting muscle pain, that's telling you you're losing CoQ10 at a rapid amount and that it increases your risk of heart attack. So those drugs are not positive. For women, the statin medications are very dangerous. Over 56,000 women were studied, and they found it increased their risk of breast cancer. So with the cholesterol-lowering drugs, you know, considering we can lower cholesterol nicely with diet, why not use that first? And then with the high blood pressure medications, men hate them because they cause impotence. and women don't like them because they don't really work well in women. Magnesium in the form of the magnesium bisglycinate found in MagSmart would be much better.
Now, you mentioned that, you know, early on in the interview that people can get, you know, take magnesium, or the doctors used to give magnesium to their patients, and now they give them drugs. Is the change because the drugs are more effective than the magnesium?
Well, yes and no. I mean, if you were taking the right amount of magnesium and the right kind, it's very, very effective. They used to use magnesium in people who were having heart attacks. They used to inject a big needle full of magnesium to calm the contraction that was going on with the heart attack. But the reason why is because drug companies make a lot of money off these common problems that we get ourselves into because we're not willing to change our diet and eat better. And so, you know, it's a little bit of both. Personally, I think it is a much better way to go is to, you know, pick up a copy of the 30-day Heart Smart Solution booklet, get yourself some MagSmart and CaliQ Plus, and change your diet and watch the changes happen very, very quickly.
Now, a few years ago, I guess maybe a decade or so, I did an interview with a fellow named Veer Shute, who was related to the Shute brothers, who did a lot of work on heart disease and vitamin E. Is that research still valid?
Well, it is, and there's been a lot of negative research about vitamin E, and mainly that negative research was done in people who were drinkers and smokers. I think also they were probably not taking the right kind of vitamin E because there's a big difference between natural vitamin E and synthetic, and they probably didn't need as much. But there's very good research on vitamin E, especially when it's used in lower doses, like 200 IUs or 200 milligrams. And it should be taken in conjunction with a multivitamin. So it's not that we necessarily need these high doses of vitamin E that we used to recommend years ago, but a smaller amount of natural vitamin E along with the tocotrienols that go hand in hand with the vitamin E in a good multivitamin with minerals might be a really good choice for heart health.
What about protein? What's the relationship between protein and heart disease?
Well, you know, they always look at red meat, and they say red meat is so bad for your heart. But what we really have to understand is that we need protein. And a sedentary woman who does nothing, who just sits all day, she doesn't exercise, she needs 30 grams of protein. And it's hard to get adequate protein from the diet unless you're eating, you know, flesh-based foods. If you're a vegetarian, you might want to get Omega Nutrition's pumpkin protein, which delivers a nice organic protein. But protein is important for repair and maintenance in the body, and it gives us some energy.
Now, you know, we've all heard about the benefits of red wine for the heart. Is that research really valid?
Well, it's a good one. It's because of the resveratrol in the red wine. But, you know, alcohol has its problems, especially when it comes to cancers and diabetes. So I wouldn't recommend alcohol as a healthy thing to consume for heart health. You can get resveratrol in capsules if you want, and it's also found in grape juice. So there's always an option there if we're looking for higher amounts of resveratrol. And remember, the darker the color of the vegetables and the darker the color of the fruit, the more nutrients are in it, and we have to remember that we need all these nutrients for optimal health.
You know, if somebody's already had a heart attack or a stroke and they're listening to you talking, you know, somewhere across Canada on this radio show, what, you know, can they go natural, or are they going to be scared because their doctor says they have to stay on all this medication?
Well, you want to work with a doctor that's open to getting you into great physical shape. And so I'm sure we all listened to those reports that were out a couple of weeks ago about people who have a heart attack, and they changed the way they eat for 2 weeks after their heart attack because it scared them enough, and then they revert right back to their bad diet. So, you know, my suggestion is always let's look at simple changes and, you know, changing the bad fats in your diet to good fats. Changing the fact that you don't eat enough vegetables. Start making those changes. There are some nutrients like magnesium bisglycinate that you can use along with the heart medications. Things like CaliQ Plus, you have to talk to your doctor if you're on blood thinners. But these are very simple changes that you can make. And if you are already having elevated blood sugar and insulin, then you definitely want to look at changing your diet quickly.
One of the last supplements I want to ask you about is vitamin K2. What is the research on vitamin K2? Because it seems like it could be a superstar in terms of heart health.
Oh, vitamin K2 is amazing. You know, we've made some big mistakes in nutrition. We told people to take 1,500 and 1,000 milligrams of calcium a day. And then what happened was very scary. People started getting hardening of the arteries. They got breast calcifications if they were a woman. And they realize why now. If you don't have enough vitamin K2, MK7, then the calcium that is floating around your body ends up in your arteries and your breasts. Well, they've discovered, and that arteries, calcium in the arteries causes hardening of our arteries, and then plaques form, and we end up with heart attacks and strokes. So what the vitamin K2 does is keep the minerals that are supposed to be in our bones, and not causing the stiffness of the arteries. So vitamin K2, MK7 is a superstar for bone health, and it is absolutely a superstar for heart health.
Lorna, we're out of time, but I'm sure that people would like to find out a little bit more about what you've been talking about today. Do you have a website that they can go to and maybe just summarize in maybe a minute or so, you know, the key points about heart health and what people should do?
Okay, so they can go to the website. The website is hormonehelp.com. So that's the word hormone and the word help, H-E-L-P.com. And the book, Your 30-Day Heart Smart Solution, is free in the health food stores when people purchase Mag Smart or CalQ Plus. So that's a great option because $15 for the book if they buy it. And, you know, really it's about taking, everybody should be on a magnesium supplement, especially magnesium bisglycinate. And they should be taking DHA and CoQ10, the really important heart nutrients, and read about the diet in the book, Your 30-Day Heart Smart Solution, and follow the cholesterol-lowering plan and how to recover after a stroke or a heart attack as well.
Lorna, thanks for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be finding out about the top screw-ups doctors make and how you can avoid them.